It's Ash Wednesday, the first day of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zilsdorf. Each day during Lent in the traditional Roman Rite, and also I guess in the Novus Ordo too, there is a designated station church. Let's visit these churches in our hearts and imaginations every day in these podcasts for a kind of a Lenten pilgrimage. Today's Roman station is Santa Sabina on the Aventine Hill. Saint Sabina was a 2nd century martyr. The church was built in the early 5th century on the Aventine Hill by Peter of Illyria after the sack of Rome, presumably at the site of the original Titulus Sabinae, a church in the home of Sabina, who had been martyred in about 114. In Rome, the earliest churches rose from the shrines of martyrs, in cemeteries, or from the houses of prominent Christians, where they would gather. In 1218, Pope Honorius III gave this church to the Dominicans. He was the pope who approved the foundation of that distinguished order of preachers, and they still serve at that church. It's their world headquarters. This is the place where Pius V had his vision of the Battle of Lepanto. And also, this is the place where, on the doors, the wooden doors of the church, is the oldest known image of Christ crucified between the two thieves. And so this is where we begin our Lent. Today, if you receive your ashes, you might receive them in Mass, or you might receive them outside of Mass, too. In some places, in Rome, they are often sprinkled on you on the top of your head. And back when there was a clerical tonsure, which was obligatory, that was unless you were bald or balding, a silver dollar-sized circle shaved in the crown of your head. Clerics received ashes where their tonsure was. In other places, we smudge a cross on your forehead. In any event, the ashes aren't going to last for 6 weeks, except in your own penitential attitude. From Toward Easter by Father Patrick Troedek. Remember, man, that thou art dust, and unto dust thou shalt return. The priest will pronounce those words over each one of us today as he traces a cross with ashes on our forehead. It is the curse that was pronounced by God against Adam and Eve after original sin. All men are their descendants. All will die sooner or later. Death is a punishment due to sin. But our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, conquered death by his sacrifice on the cross. In order to have a share in his resurrection on Easter Day and for all eternity, each and every one of us must have a share in his passion, which is why that cross is traced on our forehead with ashes. These crosses are the symbol of humility, a little dust, like the humus of the earth, of penance, as in Nineveh in the time of Jonah, and of what we are, namely, nothing at all of ourselves. In order to understand these things rightly, let us read the prayer which the priest says in blessing these ashes. O God, who desirest not the death but the repentance of sinners, in thy goodness vouchsafe to bless these ashes, which we purpose to put on our heads in token of our lowliness, and to obtain forgiveness, so that we who know that we are but ashes, and for the demerits of our wickedness are to return to the dust, may deserve to obtain from thy mercy the pardon of all our sins and the rewards promised to the penitent.
Yeah, you will.